and this is my impression of a traveling lounge singer.
And we're going up the airport escalator. Hey, where are you from?
Ha ha, no response. Classic.
Got in an accident, so you gotta take a cab, huh? No cabs at Progressive Service Centers. They got rental cars on site, which is out of sight, you know?
Progressive takes the hassle out of claims. Just drop your car off at one of our service centers and we'll manage the rest.
Here's a little number I like to call. Waiting for the shuttle bus.
Hi, you guys. This is Good News, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know I'm so excited. I just want to stop a minute and say that I'm so appreciative, and I show gratitude for you, yes, you, for supporting Good Deeds. You know what our goal here is today, and every day that we're on, is radio, television, you know, when we do telesummits, when we do our live events, when we bring an event to you, our whole premise is to showcase and promote other people's, their vision, their dreams, their passion, of course, their purpose in life to the world. That's what we are here for. And you know, I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I am your platform builder, and I actually, that's what God has me to do, to uplift other people, motivate people, and of course, so you can make a wise decision. We actually, today, have a woman of God in the house. We really got it going on today. But you know what? As we walk through life, you have to, you know, y'all think I be playing when I be saying my three things. I always say, I said, believe, trust, and walk it out. We have to believe. We have to believe that God has everything taken care of. You know how some people say God has made a way? Guess what? He has already made the way. Me and Apostle Ford was talking in the green room. You know, he knew we weren't going to act right. He knew he had to bring Jesus, and we thank Jesus for not coming off that cross, okay? Because we actually, it's all about him. It's all about the things that he's done for our life, that we have the tree of life, that we actually can, you know, be saved, you know, because we human, and human, you know what we can do. We can err. So we thank God for the awesome blessing of sending his son for us. And we, that's every day you should give gratitude for that, okay? Now today, guess what we got? We have Apostle. She's an author. She's a CEO. And, you know, the thing that I really love that she actually, you know, the apostle part came first, okay? She actually is a speaker as well. She actually is a spiritual strategist. And, you know, I just love that. You know, that just went all over my body when I read that. But, you know, because things that we do, we should do what? First, go to God. You go to God in prayer and meditation. And guess what? He'll tell you how to do X, Y, Z. And a lot of times we have that thing switched the wrong way. But come on, she's going to give it to us today, okay? We're going to really be educated. We're going to be inspired. And we're going to actually learn the many things that she does. And she, of course, will tell us the real talk of how to keep this thing balanced of all the things that God has put on your heart to do. Now, for further delay, we want to welcome Apostle Candace N. Ford to Good Deeds. How you doing, Candace?
Good afternoon. How are you, Doctor?
I'm great. Y'all can hear her voice. She don't bring it to us. Oh, Lord. But thank you for taking time out, because we don't take it for granted that you've taken time to be here with the Good Deeds family.
Yes, ma'am. I'm honored to be here. I do want to acknowledge you for your spirit of excellence. I think that we talked about me coming on the show, it must have been 3 months ago, and just your follow-through and making sure that people of God have a platform to release the word and release encouragement. So I bless you for that, woman of God.
Oh, well, thank you. God bless you. Oh, Lord. You know I'm smiling, y'all. But, you know, God always sends people at the right time to encourage you. So don't, you know, always take a compliment. You know, your mom always told you that. but do this for me, Apostle Ford. Just tell us a little bit more about yourself and just the awesome things that, of course, God has put in your life and your journey that you're doing.
Okay, well, I'll try to do that in a half an hour because it's a lot.
I love it.
I bless God for any opportunity that he gives me to speak to his people, to bless his people, encourage his people in whatever avenue I am a strong believer of individuals that have been called and anointed and gifted, that it's not just all about the pulpit and the four walls of the church. There are other sectors and areas of society in which the Lord God would have us to reach. And I am a strong advocate of entrepreneurs, a strong advocate of those that actually run for political offices, and a strong advocate for leaders in general, because there are things that leaders go through that followers will never understand, and I'll put it that way. He has opened the doors for my husband and I to actually be the apostolic covering of Abiding Presence International Alliance, where we cover, train, and assist leaders of churches and parachurch ministries. Outside of that, we have our own publishing company, where we are in the process daily of helping individuals birth out their manuscripts and take their manuscripts to market to reach greater audiences than just Facebook statuses and Twitter posts, to actually get your book out in ebook format, print format, and allow the world to see and hear and read what God has given you in Revelation, nonfiction books, fiction books, just really encouraging material that our authors are pushing out in this time period. We are just actually located in Chicago, but transitioning very soon to Texas, and I'm very excited about that because that is God leading us to that area in the Dallas area to just be a greater, my husband and I, to be a greater in ministry, greater in business, and just a great move for our family at this point. So we're excited. We are thankful that this is the fourth quarter, and we're focused on ending it strong for the Lord and ending it strong so that we can open up 2015 stronger.
Girl, that's powerful, I would just say. But, you know, I want to ask you this, and what I really, and God loves it first, but just, I like when people, and I love it actually, when people listen to what God is saying and your whole family is on one accord. I really commend you for that, because a lot of times, you know, Apostle, that it doesn't end up being that way. But I'm so glad, and I really want to give you kudos to that you guys are on one accord, and when God say go to Texas, in your case, that you say yes, we will do that. So, oh wow, that's powerful.
Yeah, I don't think it's just too late in the game for anybody to be missing God. I'm just serious. I mean, you could play the games if you want to. You could try to, you know, stand on the middle of the road and be lukewarm if you want to. But there's so many great things that God is about to do in the earth. So we don't have time to miss it. And I always tell people that God has blessings for you, but those blessings know the address in which you should be at. So if you're at the wrong church, it's not going to find you. If it's the wrong city, it ain't going to find you. If you're in the wrong relationship, it's not going to find you. And those blessings are going to be held up because of your disobedience. So when the Lord says move, you move. You don't question, you follow by faith. We are spirit beings that are supposed to live by faith and not by what we see, smell, taste, hear. None of our five senses, the natural five senses, should be in the way of what God is saying to our spirit man. So when he says move, you move. When he says stay, you stay. It's not rocket science, people. If you want the blessings of God, you have to be in a place of obedience.
I agree. Well, let's chime a little bit more in. She has this statement in her bio, which is powerful. Says that Apostle Candace N. Ford believes in producing multiple streams of income.
Yes,
that just blew me when I read that. I had to read that again. Kind of expound on that a little bit more.
Yes, I'm a firm believer that as God has gifted us and given us the charge to multiply and produce and be fruitful, you can see an apple tree. And even though the apple is producing one type of apple, it has these many branches. It's not just a trunk and one branch. There are many branches on that tree. And where God has gifted you in various areas, I believe that your assignment is what produces your provision. It produces the finances that you need to be a tither, to be a giver, to be successful and leave a legacy for your family. So where you have an individual that is gifted in the arts and they can dance and they can write and they can also speak or minister in song or minister in speech, I believe that you should be able to do all of that and call for strategies with God to monetize it, to bring finances into your hands so that you can advance the kingdom financially. So if you look at my bio, yes, I'm an entrepreneur, and we charge certain prices for our publishing packages. I'm also a speaker, and when I go out and speak, there is a certain honorarium that I have that I you know, contract with individuals that want me to come in and speak. I also do classes, and there is an enrollment fee for that. So as those funds are coming in from different streams, I'm able then to give back to my community. I'm able to tithe. I'm able to sow into the ministries in which we cover. I'm able to sow into other endeavors financially because I've always got a stream of income coming in. I tell people, okay, if your book is not selling really good, can you go out and speak? If you can't speak, you know, go out there and go back to the workplace. Make sure that whatever your hands are being, you know, put to, it's supposed to bless. It's supposed to empower not just the people in which you touch, but it's also supposed to empower you. And we have to be mindful as the people of God to not be so one-minded. I can only do this thing. Why? Why can't you multitask with the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you? You can't do more than one thing to bring in finances to supply what you need for your family as well as be an asset to the kingdom of God as opposed to a liability. These are things that we need to start looking more into as we want to advance the kingdom and help others, you know, help those orphans as we're supposed to do, help widows as we're supposed to do, build hospitals as we're supposed to do. That stuff takes money. And in order for the money to manifest, you got to go to work.
I just want to say a couple of things, you know, because who did I talk to? It's somebody, I can't remember who I need to give credit to, but, you know, one person was making an example saying that unfortunate at first, listeners, that a lot of us Christians, we'll go into the marketplace, like you're saying, even to the banks, and saying, you know, you have to talk the language that they're accustomed to. Yes, we are speaking in tongues. Yes, we are believing on the word that this debt will be paid. But they want a business plan when you come in there. They don't want you, because they're not going to understand speaking in tongues. When you speak in tongues, them people going to look at you, and I hate to say it, maybe call security.
Yes, ma'am. yes, I actually taught on that today, to do things decently in order. You're not going to the bank speaking in tongues. You're going to the bank with a business plan, with a vision. And whatever that vision is, you can articulate that in a way that a banker would understand. So we have to be people of order. We have to be people of distinction. We have to be people that rise above foolishness and ignorance and do what is supposed to be done and do it right according to whatever a platform that you're on in business and ministry. As an entrepreneur, you need to be doing things decently in order for God's glory and his name is to bring glory to God, not embarrassment to him, but to bring glory to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you own it with that. But let's talk, let's move that a little bit further. And I hate to say, unfortunate again, that we as Christians, oh, Lord, like you said about you have to have a fee for certain things. But unfortunately, we want to barter all the time. We want stuff for free. Now, you're not going to go and tell the department store. You can walk out of there if you want. Them people going to call security again. But, you know, why do we have, in your opinion, we have that unfortunate thought in our mind, I guess, that we should act, want things for free. No, we should pay just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. I think because somewhere in the mix, some demon lied to us and said because salvation is free, everything else should be. And that's a lie. Because you living in a house, your life ain't free. Your mortgage and your rent's not free. You have to pay for something. And if you think about it, salvation was free to us, but Christ paid a hefty price for us to be saved. So salvation is free, but the work, the anointing, it costs. And I tell people that all the time. If I'm going to be teaching a class, that's taking me away from my family. It's taking me away from spending time with my husband. And I should be properly compensated for that, just like anyone else. When you're bringing your expertise to the table, there should be a price structure or something that will allow people to know this is how I value my time, and you're not going to take advantage of it. We also have to realize that in today's society, yes, a lot of things are free. I mean, Facebook is free. Twitter is free. But even in that, somebody is paying for something. They want advertising dollars. They want some kind of people investing into them, buying their stocks. Things cost. And as the church, as the kingdom, let me say that, we need to come up and be the generation now to teach people how to properly value the anointing and how to properly value people's time. And when you want something, you need to learn how to invest in it. It should not be free, something you had to pay to get on the bus, to drive your car, to do something to get to that place. And so you should take the time and the effort and the money and invest in the things that's going to benefit you in the long run.
Ooh, girl, you saying it there. That, I mean, Apostle, yes. We need to blast that, what you just said, all over Facebook, because people are unfortunate, and it hurts me, and it really hurts me that people do that. But then when the shoe is on the other, you know, side, you know, of course, mm-hmm. they want to, of course, mm-hmm. charge. But it goes both ways. And the thing is, you mentioned that a minute ago, when you are sowing into other people's ministries, other people's purpose that God has them, and that's going to actually help them help their family, community, and, of course, mm-hmm. change the world in their circle and move aboard. So,
amen.
Oh, I just give it to you on that. But listen, mm-hmm. if it's okay, try to go a little further. And, I'm loving the publishing company. Are you, because someone just sent me a message just now. Are you taking submissions for new authors? And if you are, please kind of just, you know, give us a little bit of what they need to have ready when they come to you.
Yes, Lord. Okay. Be ye always prepared. Okay, when you deal with Apostle Candace, please be prepared. What we do as a publishing company is a little unique. We accept manuscripts all the time. We are not a publishing company that takes royalties from the sale of our author's books. What we do is we charge a flat fee to edit your book, format it, do your book cover, get all the branding together, and then we kind of let you go and market it, do your book signings, and every dollar that you make from the sale of those books, it stays in your pocket. It does not come back to us. But we represent you in such a way to give you training and understanding and how to market your book, where to sell, what's your target market, again, with the branding of the book as well, and then promoting what you're doing via our Facebook, our Twitter, and our website. So at that point, all that the authors need to do is come to us with a completed manuscript. Our website is lcpublishing.net. That's L as in lion, C as in cat, publishing.net. You can fill out a form on our contact information on our website, and then we will have someone contact you to let you know, again, all of our policies, our procedures, what the cost is, and then how we can get you up to market. We have been successful, Dr. Sunday, in getting our authors published within no more than 25 days. So from the day that we receive their manuscript, it goes into edit, we get it formatted, we do the book cover, because we want that person to begin to generate income based on what they have produced in that book. So any of your listeners, they can come to our website, hit us on Facebook, and we also offer a workshop on a monthly basis to those that are desiring to be authorpreneurs, those that are desiring to have a stream of income from writing. God has blessed me and my husband to have produced almost 8 books. We've been doing this since 2011, and we love it. We love writing. We love being expressive in our books and getting the material out. And some individuals are there, and they know they want to be a professional author. So they could come in, take this webinar with us, and we give them tips and tools and resources. And then it also allows them to get prepared to get their book published once their manuscript is completed. So they can see all of that, again, on our website.
Wow, that's powerful. I mean, because a lot of people, you know, all of us have a story, but all of us have a story, but we don't know how to, we have the faith, but, you know, we got to know where to go. So you got it right here. This, oof, that's very, because, you know, when I did my first book, I had the vision, like I said, I had it on so many pieces of paper, but that, like you said, 25 days, girl, I commend you. I said, maybe I need to collaborate with you. But, I mean, that's awesome, 25 days, but we'll talk about that. But I commend you for being, that's, did you hear how she's talking? She knows her business, and she has the spirit of excellence in doing it.
Amen.
I mean, that's just amen. I give you kudos again for that. But you know what? What we're going to actually do, we're going to take a quick break. Sponsor,
okay.
As you just said, we got to make everybody happy. But when we come back, I want you, if it's okay, I want, because I'm a passion and purpose person, please kind of entertain, one, do you think of your purpose? And two, how did you, some clues that you knew that you were actually in your purpose? And then, of course, we want you to tell us about the upcoming things you have going on. But we'll be right back with Apostle Candace Enfors. She's telling us some great information, you guys. But we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
Introducing All Nations TV, the best in gospel music, teaching, preaching, and community programming. All Nations TV is a new innovative Christian-based broadcasting company featuring Preachville, Press Play Gospel, Anointed Hands, and more. Tune in today to be inspired by visiting allnationstv.com. That's allnationstv.com.
Okay, ladies, it's time to get this makeup thing right once and for all. So let's bring the professional to you. Call Atlanta's number one mobile makeup artist, Melinda Cannon Jones. Melinda will hook you up with your best look ever. Weddings, galas, special events, or just a night out on the town. Count on quality products, on-time service, and a look that will light up the room. Melinda Cannon Jones, your new mobile makeup artist. Call 470-564-9999. That's 470-564-9999. Follow E. Cannon Jones on Instagram and Facebook.
Introducing All Nations TV, the best in gospel music, teaching, preaching, and community programming. All Nations TV is a new innovative Christian-based broadcasting company featuring Preachville, Press Play Gospel, Anointed Hands, and more. Tune in today to be inspired by visiting allnationstv.com. That's allnationstv.com.
Hi, you guys. We're back. This is Dr. Renee Sunday. We're actually with author she's an author. She's an Apostle Candace Enfors. Can you hear me, Apostle Ford?
Yes, ma'am.
Girl, look at here. Let me tell you what just happened, you guys. This has never happened that I know of. My phone just totally cut off. You know, the devil don't like when you're doing some good stuff. Hey, guess what? The phone did not even ring into the studio. I just heard the commercial, and it was replaying. You see how God just put things that way it's supposed to be, that you look like, that you look good for him. Lord have mercy. But thank you for just hanging on there, Apostle Candace Ford. But please tell us, you know, like I was saying earlier, do you think you're in your purpose? I know the answer. That's an easy one. But tell us some clues and suggestions for other people that's kind of saying, oh, am I in my purpose? Am I not in my purpose? You know, because everything is not going, you know, sweatless. I'm having all these obstacles. So am I in my purpose?
Well, hey, look, I had done, you know, trial and error throughout my life. But there's one thing that my husband has always taught me is to measure what I'm doing based on, is there peace? And sometimes we are doing things just to be doing it, knowing there's no peace, it's chaotic, it's confusion, it looks good, but it's not God. And we have to step back and do a seek and a search and ask the Lord. You know, people don't believe that they can go to God and say, what am I supposed to be doing? If you don't go to him, you will never know. That's one thing that Dr. Miles Monroe, he always says, that where the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. And we have been abusing ourselves by not stepping into our purpose and walking by faith, stepping into purpose, knowing where we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to do. I would say about 90% of individuals in the kingdom know what they're supposed to be doing, but they choose not to because it may cost them. It may cost them time. It may make them, you know, sweat blood. It may take them to a place of stepping out of their comfort zone. But that is how you can gauge that it's God, because it's something that you cannot do without him. If it's easy for you to do, then it's probably not God. It's probably not your ultimate purpose. Yeah, you might be good in it, but it's not going to change the world. And we are here in the earth to change it, to cause great things to take place, to have dominion and take territory. And in order to do that, God gives us this great vision for our lives that we can in no way accomplish without him. So we have to begin to seek our maker, the one that made us and put us on this earth, begin to seek God and say, Lord, why am I here? He might not tell you everything, because if he did, you probably would pass out. But the little pieces that he gives you, you have to say yes to them on a consistent basis so that you know that you are walking with him and not fighting against him. There is so, I mean, you cannot, I don't even believe, Dr. Sunday, that you live until you start operating in purpose. You don't even have a life until you say yes to God, and not just yes at the altar for salvation, but yes to the plans and purposes that he has for your life. And it's so important for us as the kingdom of God's people in the kingdom to get into proper position. If God has called you to be an evangelist, why are you in the pulpit? If God has called you to be an entrepreneur, why are you working at that job? If God has called you to write a book, why are you sitting at home babysitting kids? Get to work. You must be in position, because when people of the body are in position, the body of Christ can work effectively and do what God has called us to do.
That's powerful. And ladies and gentlemen, you notice she said the word peace. And that's what I tell people when they say, well, I don't know if I hear the Lord. I don't know if I hear God. If he gives you peace, that's usually what it is. But like you said again, Apostle, we don't want to hear it because our mindset is in the wrong place.
Yeah.
So he may tell us, like you said, to move to Dallas. We say, oh, no, God ain't saying that. Yeah, that must be the devil. But see, you got to commune with him to know the difference.
Yeah, I think if the devil is talking to you that much, you need to get yourself back to the altar. The devil should not be talking to you that much, and he is not going to tell you something that's going to benefit your life. It usually will be that the Lord speaks first, and here comes the devil to steal the word. That's his responsibility. So you have to hold on to that word by operating in faith and getting your little happy self where you're supposed to be so that God can bless you. My husband has lived in Chicago, born in Chicago all his life. I have lived here since I was 9. We are going to an area that we have no family. We do not know anyone, close friends that live in that area. But that's not the point. The point is the Lord said go. And when the Lord says go, that means that on the other side of this, there's something waiting in the ranks, waiting to bless us, waiting to challenge us, waiting to take us to another level. And that is exhilarating. That is exciting. It's honorable to be used by God, but he can't use you if you don't give him a yes. It's not going to happen.
You said it. Please give us, you know, anything, last words you have to say. And, of course, please give us your contact information again, please.
Yes, ma'am. Just wanted to let your listeners know if there's anyone in the Houston area My ministry, CNF Ministries, will be hosting our annual 2015 Fruitful and Fearless Conference, and that's going to be the last weekend in February. They can go over to my website to register, cnfministries.com. This is 4 power pack sessions where God will teach us, train us how to step out of fear and begin to produce for the kingdom. It's going to be in Houston, Texas, again, at the end of February, last weekend in February. I just want to encourage your listeners, those that are listening in, to just say yes to God. Begin to walk in purpose. Begin to accept who you are, no matter how radical God has called you to be, no matter how different and unique God has called you to be. Step out of the boat and begin to walk with him to the other side of who God is creating you to be. And you're going to enjoy it. It's going to be exhilarating. It's not going to be a place of fear, because God doesn't give us fear, but it's going to be a place of love, power, and he's going to give you a sound mind. So go ahead, step out, do what he's told you to do. For those that are interested in becoming authors, connect with me at Love Clones Publishing on Facebook. Our website, again, is lcpublishing.net, and we look forward to assisting you in getting that manuscript to market.
Oh, Lord, I just thank you, Apostle, for you. Oh, Lord, you just, as the kids say, what, over the top. You are amazing. We thank God that you are in your purpose, that you are a woman of God. And okay, these multiple streams of income, you guys got to get this. I think T.D. Jakes said you need to have, I don't want to misquote him, but it was more than 5, he said. I don't know, was it 10, but it was more. You should have, I think he said 5 or 10, somewhere in there. But the point I'm saying is you got to have multiple streams of income. So, wow. Yeah. Thank you so much, Apostle Ford, for taking time out your busy schedule to hang out here with us at Good Deeds.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sunday. I appreciate it.
Ooh, you guys, we've had a powerful, powerful session again. You know, here on Good Deeds, that's what we want to do, is get people's message out. To be motivated, to be inspired, and, of course, that you can make a wise decision. You know how to get in contact with us. You know, everything now is on my website, and that's you can put in drrenesunday.com. But if you don't remember the doctor part, you can put reneesunday.com. It'll get you there as well. You know, we have the right things to eat that we can actually walk out our purpose, just like Apostle Ford's telling us. But, you know, you can go to the website, which is www.information, and just the whole thing in life is to know what your purpose is, and you will. Don't be mad at yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Spend time with God, and I guarantee he will actually give you all the information you need, and you'll be, like I always say, don't stop. Get it. You have to believe, you have to trust, and you have to walk it out. You know, if you need us here in Good Deeds to advertise, if you want a sponsorship package, we have that. It's on the website again, reneesunday.com. And you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a less-than-ideal job candidate. Is the owner here? Oh, yeah, the owner. Whatever. So I can only work Monday through Wednesday sometimes, and I got to get out at 2 p.m. sharp. Band practice, you know? We're big on covers, like how Progressive covers both businesses and commercial auto. Anyway, sorry I'm late, but being late's sort of my thing.
All the coverage your business needs at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Resume? Nah, I don't really do those. I just like to come in and let my personality shine.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.